Okay. But anyway, enough of that. Oops. Yes, enough of that. If you would, I'd like you to open your Bibles this morning and turn with me in the New Testament to the Gospel of Luke. We'll be looking at Luke chapter 5 and reading verses 1 through 11 and dealing with a section of Scripture that might help us all to overcome the frustration we spoke of last week as we spoke of the general frustrations of life, you know, just not getting what you want when you want it, stuff like that. Not being, I think we all know the frustrations of life, having one thing turn into another. One problem is solved, another problem arises faster than you can ever imagine. And especially we discuss the problems we face when we try to deliver the gospel to a lost and dying world. And I stress that fact, it is a lost and dying world. It is lost because it doesn't have Christ. And you are either saved or lost. That's how the Bible looks at it. Okay, it is a dying world because they will eventually perish in the lake of fire. They are going to die. We have everlasting life. They have eternal death, I guess you would call it. That sounds kind of funny, but not if you compare it to everlasting life. And so it is a lost and dying world around us. We have, and I've done this step, but I haven't done it for years. We have 14 churches back in Middleborough now. We've run through 12 to 15, back down to 14. When I first moved here, we had 14. And it's been up and down just a little marginally, but we have 14 churches in Middleborough, and that includes South Middleborough and North Middleborough and East Middleborough and Rock Village and every place that I can think of. We have churches on the border, but I'm not counting them, you know, like the Church of the Nazarene. There may be 15. I may have lost one, so I can see Rick over there doing the eyeballs. And when you do that, you're probably counting. So you keep it up. And if you say, okay, go. Go for it. Okay, but we have 14 churches or whatever number we're finally determined, with a population of 23,600 that we had in 2014. And unless each church is seating approximately 1,686 people per week, we are not reaching the lost. This town that has a nativity, right, that has Unitarians arguing about whether we can have a cross on public, a shadow of a cross on public land. This town that probably prides itself on being a Christian town or some sort of thing is basically unchurched. They know nothing about the gospel or they care nothing about the gospel. They don't care enough to get up and go to church and learn anything about it. I guarantee, this is like the guy with the jeans. I guarantee, I can't prove, but this is called a right opinion. Okay, you're going to have to prove me wrong. I guarantee they're not at home reading the Bible. I guarantee that. Because it would catch their interest and they'd be showing up somewhere asking someone questions. That's what they'd be doing. You don't just read the Bible on your own and go, good story. It's not Moby Dick. You know, it has questions that arise in the minds of most thinking people. That's why there's so much, and I started talking about this last week, and I referenced the fact that, you know, they're always saying that we don't know who wrote the Bible. We don't know if there's no authors to the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are assumed. John does identify himself as the beloved disciple, okay? And so we can figure that one out. Luke identifies himself by addressing both letters to Theophilus and then going from third person, and they went and they went and they went to the book of Acts. And when he arrives in chapter 17 in Troas, and he says, and we all boarded the boat. Okay, so he identifies himself as a traveling companion. And the style of writing and the fact that Luke was with them when they went towards Rome makes us think that Luke and John are pretty much set in stone. But Matthew and Mark are not. But the titles are really inconsequential. I mean, we're not even sure. We can't prove whether Homer, as this is what I said the other week, wrote either the Iliad or the Odyssey, or whether Homer was Homer-esque.